l'Amérique. Mais l'Amérique, l'Amérique, je veux la voir et je l'aurai. L'Amérique, l'Amérique, si c'est un rêve, je le saurai.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of A Day in the Life of Noah. I will be telling you the several activities that I do during the day as a high school student. Episode 2, A Conversation in a Wedding. Today will be a very big day, I thought. My mom's co-worker was going to be married today. The church where it was going to take place was far away from home, so we had to drive there as soon as we finished lunch at noon. The ride there was mostly uneventful, with the exception of what to expect once we get there. "Be sure to act very formal," my parents would keep saying to me on the way. Even though we were early once we arrived, there were still a lot of people here in the church. My parents must have known them, because they talked to several of the guests. We were all dressed well. Men wore a suit, and the woman had a dress. We all took our seats, eager for the wedding to begin. Finally, after what seemed like forever, the wedding music began to play. I then realized that the person standing at the middle of the church was the groom, and on the other end of the hallway, near the doors, I saw the bride. She was wearing a wedding dress, along with a veil and a bouquet of flowers, while the groom was wearing a tuxedo. Once she was at the center, after being escorted by her father, they each made their promises to each other by the priest, known as marriage vows. The priest then asked if there were any objections to the marriage, in which no one responded. The priest then responded with, "Because they have exchanged their vows before God and these witnesses, have pledged their commitment each to the other, and have declared the same by joining hands and by exchanging rings, I now pronounce that they are husband and wife." There was then a wave of applause as the newlyweds kissed and eventually walked down the hallway. We all then headed to the wedding reception. The trip from the church to the reception was short, to my surprise. When my family and I went in, we were met with a warm welcome and lots of food. We were greeted by the newlyweds, who were in a very happy mood. We all greeted them back, and then we were taken to our seats in the very big dining room. The food overall was very good, with the selections being steak, pasta, fish, mashed potatoes, and several other dishes that I didn't know existed in the multi-course dinner. Once we had dessert, which was ice cream and cheesecake, the newlyweds went up to the center and were then followed by the bride's father and the best man. They each made their speeches, which were warm-hearted and very funny. After that, a video was put on showing the newlyweds growing up and eventually meeting each other. Finally, the wedding ended as the ceremony for the newlyweds' departure started. They were thrown birdseed as a tradition while exiting, and were applauded by all of the guests in the dining room. As a sign of respect, the newlyweds were the first to depart the reception, followed by everyone else as the day ended. Now it is time for some questions and answers. I will be asking a couple questions about what I have just told you. I will give you a few seconds to think about the answer. Then I will provide you with the answer, a definition, and a translation. Question 1. Who invited the family to the wedding? The answer to question number 1 is my mom's coworker. A coworker is someone who works alongside with one in an organization, usually having the same qualities and or level. Ça se traduit par un collègue en français. Question 2. What did I have to wear for the wedding? The answer for question number 2 is a suit. A suit is a set of clothing made by the same fabric typically used together and consists of either a jacket and trousers for men or a jacket and a skirt for women. Ça se traduit par un costume en français. Question number 3. Where do we go after the wedding? The answer for question number 3 is the wedding reception venue. A wedding reception venue is an event that usually takes place after the wedding ceremony. It is accompanied with food, drinks, and entertainment. Ça se traduit par réception de mariage en français. Question number 4. What was the main dessert in the reception venue? The answer for question number 4 is the wedding cake. A wedding cake is usually the main dessert served to both the newlyweds and the guests present at the reception. The cake usually comes in 2 or more tiers and is usually covered in icing. Ça se traduit par un gâteau de mariage en français. Question 5. Who was the crucial member that declared the groom and the bride married in the wedding? The answer to question number 5 is the priest. A priest is a minister of the Catholic, Orthodox, and Anglican Church who has authority to perform certain rites and sacraments during Mass and other religious events. Ça se traduit par un prêtre en français. Thank you for listening to episode 2 of my podcast, and until next time, goodbye. L'Amérique.
C'est un...